Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe this.
I've been making so much fucking money in uranium recently.
That's pretty blessed. Gotta love uranium.
Yeah, super blessed. Gotta love day trading uranium equities from my phone to make enough money for groceries.
Big ol'. Nice. That's what you want to hear, bro.
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, everything's fine, you know.
Yeah, everything's pretty chill. It's not that big of a deal.
That's okay.
If I don't get into a PhD, if I don't get accepted to one of these PhD programs I applied to, I think I'm just gonna go plant trees for the summer.
Yeah.
I've
had a couple of friends who planted trees for like multiple summers, and they said it's a great time. Everybody's just hanging out in the sun. In nature, doing shrooms and smoking weed and shit.
Say a word.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring up a bag, and then I'll be working twice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually kind of sick. Yeah, like, I think I could do it. I don't really give a fuck about just isolating myself for extended periods of time to finish things. But, we're supposed to play hockey.
Oh, yeah.
We got men's league this summer.
We do have men's league.
I can't give that up.
God, no. That's an important league, man. We gotta go back and win the championship this time.
Yeah, Nuno set up the team. We owe him some money. I'm not sure how much, but first game is May the 2nd.
Oh, nice.
Super
that's actually
blessed.
Very soon, much sooner than I thought. Yeah, I'm going to get prepared.
Yeah, but besides flipping uranium equities for profit... PowerClutch.ca is now on a Father's Day sale, and you can use the code DAD, D-A-D, for free shipping to anywhere in North America.
Nice.
Also, I reached out to... Apparently, Travis Dermott is pretty gassed that he's going to Vancouver.
Really, eh?
Yeah. I ended up reaching out to his girl, and I'll tell you what she said.
You got the semi rainforest, super temperate climate out there. Probably nicer than, you know, Toronto, especially in the winter time.
Travis Dermott's girlfriend Katarina, I said, "You're going to Van?" ! Because I don't know how. I haven't talked to Katarina in a little bit, like intensely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what their relationship is like. But I'm like, damn, if this guy's dipping to the West Coast, you know, who knows?
Right.
Right. So I hit her up. What's right. good? And she goes, hi, yeah, of course I'm going to Vancouver. Travis and I can't wait for this new chapter. It's going to be insanely beautiful.
Nice.
So
Good for them.
If you can't tell based on just that text, Katarina is a blonde girl that is very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Ryerson University. That's how I know her. And she definitely didn't graduate. Or if she did, it's because she finagled every rule in the rule book to get through her courses. Travis and I can't wait for this new chapter. It's going to be insanely beautiful. I love things that are insanely beautiful.
Yeah, me as well. I like
so
beauty
I just said,
that just
best,
drives
best,
me out of
best
my mind.
Best wishes on the next chapter, old pal. And then she said, thank you so much.
Nice.
That's it. So,
old
yeah,
pal.
Apparently they are still together.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I was trying to get another cat with her. But yeah, puckclutch.ca. If you use the code DAD, you'll get free shipping. If you use the code PUCK, you get 20% off your entire order. So if you spend $100... on I think that'd be four shirts, then it only costs you $80, and that means you can get four shirts from popclutch.ca for $80. Mark Messier or Mario Lemieux or Gordie Howe, Jerome Iginla, Vinny LeCavalier, Thomas Cabrelet.
Yeah, that's enough shirts for your dad, your grandpa, and both your uncles, you know?
Both your dads, both your grandpas.
Exactly. You're just covering Father's Day in one go, and they're helping you guys out with that nice code.
So this episode, we are supposed to be talking about power rankings. Blah, blah. Because we just had the
trade deadline.
Trade deadline. That's so fucking true. That's so true. We just had the trade deadline, dude. And apparently Calgary Flames are the best team in the league. That sounds like fucking bullshit to me. Apparently Florida Panthers are second, then Boston Bruins, then Tampa Bay Lightning, then Carolina, then Toronto Maple Leafs, then Pittsburgh Penguins, then St. Louis, then Colorado, then the Minnesota Wild, then number 11, the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah, I don't think so, moneypuck.com, but these guys use all of the data. They've got a win probability model, which has variables and predictions and expected and unexpected and expected over average and stuff. And yeah, those numbers all together say Calgary Flames are the best team in the league right now. If I was going to place a bet, because I'm not a gambling man, Charlie, but if I was going to place a bet on a team to win the Stanley Cup right now for this year, it would be the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, I hear you. I think Colorado's definitely got one of the best chances. Them or Florida for me.
Okay.
Because Ekblad's supposed to be back for the playoffs, and I think once he's back in the lineup, as long as the rest of their lineup is healthy, that team is mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go through our top fives each. You can go first. Who are your top five to win Stanley Cup?
So top five, as I was just saying, Colorado and Florida are really close to me, but I have been cheering for Florida rather for the last couple of seasons. So I'm going to put Florida at one, Colorado at two. I think after Colorado, we're looking at Carolina, Tampa Bay, and then someone like the Calgary Flames or the Boston Bruins. I think either of those two could slot right in there. But yeah, Tampa and Carolina are definitely in my top five. My top five contenders for the cup this year.
Mm-hmm. I think my number one, even though I just said I would bet on Colorado, I would do it because I'm a Colorado fan and because I think that bet would be fun to bet. But my number one, who I think is the most likely to win the Stanley Cup this year, is the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Craziness. You just think that they have the experience so recently? They know what to do? Well, they know what to expect?
I think they have the roster. I think they have the top tier guys on the forwards, on the defense, in goalie. They made a bunch of good additions that aren't going to throw things off course too significantly, because they're not significant additions, but they are additions. They have the experience, so they know what they need to do to get it done. And honestly, I just think about Vasilevsky. Like, Colorado's my number two. I think Colorado's skating roster is probably better than Tampa Bay, but I just think about Vasilevsky versus Darcy Kemper, and it's like,
I feel you there. Vasi against everybody.
So I'm going to give one Tampa Bay Lightning, two Colorado Avalanche, three Florida Panthers, four, I'll give it to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and then five, I'll give it to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Don't really see Minnesota or St. Louis doing a fuck ton of damage this playoff run.
I don't think so either. St. Louis looked a lot meaner at the start of the season than they do right now. I think they just came out of the gate buzzing, and it hasn't really kept over for the whole season. I did include Toronto in my top five just because of the goaltending struggles, and we really don't know what Campbell's going to look like when he comes back or what Radzik's going to look like coming off of the waiver wire, but I do not have too much faith, and I don't want to get myself too excited as a Toronto fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really feel with Carolina after they're investing in Kotkaniemi and Max Domi.
Their defense has some holes.
That's what I'm thinking. Why wouldn't you go and address that? So, That's why I'm a little bit more hesitant on them. And then Boston in general, there's just holes all over the place.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
Kind of the same question marks for the goaltenders that the Leafs are experiencing. Maybe Swayman has a bit more consistency under his belt for this year, so the confidence is higher. But I just am too skeptical of the Boston Bruins' vertical integrity to give them a confident vote of support.
Yeah, they do need a more reliable second liner. As we're saying, Eric Halla is obviously a superstar, an NHL superstar, but
yeah,
I think they need a bit more stability in that center role before I'd, with 100% confidence, throw them into the top five.
Dude, they should have traded for Zach Sanford. Matching up honestly, Zach Sanford and Eric Halla in a line together, that's a guaranteed Stanley Cup.
Beautiful. It would have been amazing.
It's literally, for any of you that have ever played an EA Sports NHL video game, what you do in the first year of a new franchise mode, if you're trying to win right off the bat, is you put Eric Halla and Zach Sanford together on any line.
Yep, it could be the first line.
You could put them on any line.
They could be defense.
For the sim. This is for the sim. Yeah, they could be defense. They could be goalie, you know?
Yeah.
This is just for the sim, though. When you're playing, those guys might be a little slow to keep up with, like, superstar difficulty, but depends how sick you are. But yeah, I could run it.
Is that right?
Yeah, dude, I'm playing in the game. I think it's Gaming World Championship for NHL 22 right now.
Jeez.
It's pretty challenging.
Challenging.
Pretty challenging.
Oh, pretty challenging. They said too challenging. I was going to say, I've never heard that from your end.
It's not too challenging. It's pretty challenging. Most of the games are close or getting into overtime, and I've only been completely swept one time, lost 4-1. But the guy had like 12 shots and I was running on like 22. So that just shows the quality of shots that I was getting versus him. Yeah, I don't know. I'm real confident with my game. But these nerds are just killers out here. Different level.
Yeah, for sure. It's like some of those guys that we'd see on YouTube, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just literally filthy. It's too much.
Yeah. I think, like, I watch it, I'm like, oh my god, I want to be that good. But I feel like once you get that good at anything, you're like, fuck, I'm such a fucking nerd. It was like when I was getting really into chess a couple years ago. I'm, like, studying chess moves, not going out with my homies on Friday because I'm trying to play chess matches.
Nice.
And then, like, I'm grateful of it years later. I'm like, yeah. I have a base understanding of the game where I'm pretty competitive against, you know, 95% of people that I play against. But, you know, you come out of that little chess binge going, fuck. All right. Randy just got home. So I think we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Nothing.
Okay.
That was funny. Just from the proximity to the mic you're using and my headphones, mm-hmm. It kind of sounded like a meow, a distant meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, folks. Pucklegends.ca. Use the code GOOD for free shipping. Use the code DAD for free shipping. Use the code PUCK for 20% off your entire order. So just figure out which one's going to save you the most money and use that code accordingly at checkout. I swear to God, you have to use it. You can, for the cost of 2 beers at a bar on Friday night with your homies, you can buy your father an iconic vintage hockey apparel featuring iconic hockey legends from his era. Mm. Whether it be Jerome Iginla, Gordie Howe, or Doug Gilmore.
Even Mark Messier. I guess
or
that might
Vincent
be
Vincent LeCavalier.
Might be a little early, but. All right.
All right.
Goodbye, folks.
Okay.
Good luck.
Peace.